第一遍整体朗读。
Official figures released in the United States, the world's largest economy, show that the income of the average household fell last year, and that more Americans than ever are living in poverty. Paul Adams reports from Washington.
Yet again, figures which show that the economic recovery is not being felt by America's less advantaged citizens. African Americans and Hispanic communities are disproportionately affected, as are the less well-educated, the young, and people living in the South.It's probably the decline in median income, down 2.3%, that'll worry politicians most, since the battle for middle-class votes will be vital in next year's presidential election. The figures come just as President Obama hits the road trying to sell a $450 billion jobs package. He faces an uphill struggle.
Official figures released in the United States, the world's largest economy. Show that the income of the average household fell last year.And that more Americans than ever are living in poverty. Paul Adams reports from Washington.
Yet again, figures which show that the economic recovery is not being felt by America's less advantaged citizens.African Americans and Hispanic communities are disproportionately affected. As are the less well-educated, the young, and people living in the South.It's probably the decline in median income, down 2.3%, that'll worry politicians most. Since the battle for middle-class votes will be vital in next year's presidential election.The figures come just as President Obama hits the road trying to sell a $450 billion jobs package. He faces an uphill struggle.
第三遍整体朗读。
Official figures released in the United States, the world's largest economy, show that the income of the average household fell last year, and that more Americans than ever are living in poverty. Paul Adams reports from Washington.
Yet again, figures which show that the economic recovery is not being felt by America's less advantaged citizens. African Americans and Hispanic communities are disproportionately affected, as are the less well-educated, the young, and people living in the South.It's probably the decline in median income, down 2.3%, that'll worry politicians most, since the battle for middle-class votes will be vital in next year's presidential election. The figures come just as President Obama hits the road trying to sell a $450 billion jobs package. He faces an uphill struggle.
听写录音播放完毕，请用2分钟的时间 将刚才听写出来的内容检查核对一遍。